Welcome, welcome, welcome. How you doing?
Doing great, Lauren. How are you?
Did you just say grr?
I did. I'm sorry, roar.
We are the Roarcast, not the Grrcast.
That's true.
That'd be a horrible name.
This is the Roarcast.
Podcast. Hosted by who?
Hosted by First Year Programs.
And who's the director of that?
Justin Barton.
Who's that, you?
That's me. Mm. And then the host with the most, who's been here since day one, Lauren Porter.
Oh.
Across the mic.
Yeah, that is me.
Yep.
It's a grand old time.
It is.
We haven't done this in a little bit, so it's kind of nice to do it.
It's been a while. We've been out of the rhythm.
I know.
Well, spring break messes everything up.
How was your spring break? We had a whole episode about it.
Yeah, but check it out. You want to hear how my spring break was? Check out the episode all about spring break.
And guess what? In Necker, spring's off. Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I'm going home. Are you going to go home?
Well, you know, home for me is like
a daily thing. It must be
my
nice.
Daily trip. No, I'll go visit my side of the family and my wife's side of the family. We'll do that whole Easter thing.
That's exciting. Yeah. I am taking Alexia with me.
That'll be lovely. Mm-hmm.
And my friend Jess is coming. We're going to drive together. And then we're surprising her parents, actually. They don't know she's coming.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that cute?
Are you going to video it? Like one of those, you know, sentimental moments that you see on social media where, surprise, they jump out of a box or something?
I mean, I could if you want.
I think you should have her delivered in a box on the front doorstep, ring the doorbell, and then hide in the bushes with the camera. And then they're like, what is this?
An Easter basket.
And then she jumps out.
Woo! It's Jess.
It'll be awesome.
You know what? You're right. I do like that idea. So who do we have today? What are we doing? Who are we talking to?
We have the one, the only Clayton Herbst with us today. Clayton was on an episode not too long ago for Fraternity and Sorority Life here on campus. But the question is, why is Clayton back? Clayton, why are you here, buddy?
He loves us.
Well, that is true, and thank you for having me. I am here today because I am running to be your next student body president and running unopposed, so I am your student body president-elect.
We have a sound effect somewhere, don't we?
It's better to come from our hands.
Okay, this is a genuine sound effect.
Yeah.
This is budgeted sound effects.
Hey, this is unedited, unfiltered.
Coming at you live, right here, right now.
From the Roarcast podcast.
And you'll hear this as it's been recorded.
Okay, so Clayton, tell us about why you decided to run.
There were a lot of reasons I decided to run. I think it's really important that the students have a voice, and obviously that voice comes through our student government. I also decided to run because we've done some pretty amazing things this last year. We were able to reopen the LARC on Saturdays, which was a huge thing in the fall semester. We just worked with administration to ensure that students can continue taking up to 18 credit hours with no additional cost. We're the only institution in the region to continue doing that, which makes us truly unique. And I want to continue expanding on these things for our students, ensuring that we have 24/7 access to study spaces, food options that fit our lifestyles, making sure that student organizations and groups feel supported and that we continue building that thriving campus culture for everyone.
So let's back up just a second. Let's say we've got some listeners that are listening that are prospective students or they're new students coming in. LSG, what is LSG? What does LSG mean? What is that all about? When he says the LARC, that means the Library and Academic Resource Center on campus. It's our main library facility on campus, and a lot of administration is in there. So kind of back up just a little bit. Give us a reason why LSG is there, why it's important to have that as part of the campus.
LSG does a lot of things. First of all, LSG stands for Linwood Student Government. It's the place on campus where we're self-governed. We elect our own officers, we have a Senate, a House of Representatives, and of course the executive board led by the student body president. It does a lot of things, including being the student voice for change or about policies. Some of our officers sit on different committees, like I currently sit on the University Curriculum Committee, and I provide the student perspective on all new courses and changes to courses. but it also governs our student organizations, ensuring that we can request spaces, have money for events, that we're meeting the mandatory minimums for a student organization to stay on campus, because it's not fair for an organization to do nothing but yet pile up money. So it maintains that students have a voice, that we are self-organized, but it also gives us a place to work together towards goals and missions, and also to work with administration towards building a better future.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Why? Why did you become a part of LSG? What drew you into, hey, you know what? I think I want to be a part of this when I get to Lindenwood.
I was very interested in student government in high school, but day one on campus doing new student orientation, I had a fantastic group of line leaders who introduced us to student government and talked about why it's important. And I went to the first meeting on my first day of classes, and I sat in and I watched the students talk about issues that they were passionate about and organize about some several really cool events coming up they're asking for money for. And I realized that, wow, this is the space where things actually get done. And from there, I served as a senator representing my college, the College of Arts and Humanities. And this year I ran for and got the director of academic affairs, which I've been serving in since August.
Wow. And one of the things, the first thing I met you, I noticed on your social media, you have a hashtag that you use for all your social medias. And I am a very curious individual, so I went to go see it. You have had that hashtag since you were like a child. Now, does someone have any political aspirations?
Busted. Yes. I definitely have political aspirations in the future. I'm not going to say what, but student government is probably not the last time you'll see me on the ballot, I hope.
Ooh, foreshadowing.
Foreshadow. See, the best part is when that does happen, everyone can go back to his like middle school photos, and it is the best thing ever. It's really amazing. I cannot explain to you why.
Are we going to share the hashtag, or are we just going to keep it a mystery?
Oh no, we're not. We're not sure that.
Oh, we're going to keep it a mystery.
I think go find me on Instagram.
Look go find him on Instagram, and it's literally on probably every post.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Exactly.
So, what's your platform, Clayton? What do you stand for? Why Clayton?
There are three main points to my platform that I keep sharing: accountability, transparency, and growth. I want our administrators and our staff, but most importantly, our students to be held accountable towards our goals and our mission, and I want us to work together in good faith. I believe that everybody should be transparent in how we're making decisions and that student voices should be included in all campus decisions, but that also administrators should have a chance to talk to students about the decisions we're making in student government, and that we should not have closed doors meetings, but be able to invite people and stand behind what we're saying in those meetings. And then as far as growth goes, really focusing on building up our student organizations and our student population, ensuring that our current community feels supported and welcomed, but also that we're building out for the future so that we can continue growing Lindenwood.
So if a student wants their voice to be heard, if they've got something that's just on their mind, right, and they think it needs to be elevated to a different level, What advice do you give them? How do they do that? How do they talk to an LSG representative? What do you think the best conduit or the best avenue is for them here at Lindenwood?
The best thing is that with our student government team, we've created a lot of different ways that you can share your thoughts or if you have an idea. Right now, you can go to the Lindenwood University website and search for the LSG or Lindenwood Student Government tip box. And there you can add suggestions and send in anonymous information. You're also welcome to email any of your LSG officer team. If you go into your email and type in LSG, it's going to pop up all of our emails. Of course, anything can be sent to the president or vice president, but a lot of our officers have very niche roles, and you can email them. You can also come to a student government meeting, and we have a section at the end every time to just voice your concerns and get instant feedback from your LSG team. And then you're also welcome to join us in our office. We have to have weekly office hours. And we would welcome sitting down with you and going over an idea, or if you have a complaint, following up on it.
Now, your office is located in Evans, is that correct?
Evans 3040, the Student Involvement Suite.
Gotcha. And meetings are usually, are they weekly? Or are they every other week?
So for General Assembly, which is where our Senate and our House and the Exec Board get together, it's bi-weeklies on Mondays at 4 p.m. in the Dunseth Auditorium. If you follow Lindenwood _ Student Government on Instagram, we post all of our dates regularly. And then our office hours are weekly.
Awesome. I got to take a pause for a second because Lauren just shared with me Clayton's profile. And not only is the hashtag like 27 different words, it's like 27 different hashtags in one giant hashtag. So we are not going to read it. So if you want to check it out.
Literally just go to his social media. I legit was just, well, also question for you. Because from a social media standpoint, can I borrow my phone again?
Yeah. And by the way, his picture is precious.
Stunning. Absolutely. Now, my biggest question for you is, for every post you do a hashtag. Like, for example, your first most recent post 3 days ago was you announcing that you were running for student government president. Now, you have two hashtags. You have Clayton and Emmy for LSG and hashtag Clayton for LSG. Then your last one was in February 24th, where you were in Washington, D.C.
That was fun.
Where you put UPTOUS, UPTOUS.
Up to us, yeah.
Question for you. Why the hashtags? Like, was that, do you just like hashtags? Are you a millennial? Like, what's up?
So, I'm definitely like an 80-year-old man in a 20-year-old body. So, I'm a little behind the trend, and I didn't realize hashtags are no longer cool. But I use
them so much.
I do political communication on social media. And so usually our brands have a hashtag, and that's how like we can keep our posts trending. And so I do that for myself. But sometimes it's like if I'm at an event or a specific like campaign, I'll use a hashtag.
Like the Delts?
Let's just say that I'm a little old school.
It's okay.
And hashtags are fun. I mean, there's so many of them.
Yeah, go check out Clayton's MySpace. It's really awesome. Okay. And
I do have a Facebook page. I think I'm the only person my age to have a Facebook
page. Excuse me, I have Facebook. How do I update Grandma?
That's exactly it.
Grandma, who doesn't even have Facebook, is basically just given her other people's Facebook, being like, look at your grandkids.
My grandma doesn't use Facebook. She uses LinkedIn to check in on me.
Do you also use hashtags on LinkedIn?
That's impressive.
She refuses to download on LinkedIn. Facebook. But she's a former a retired educator. So yeah. I think I'm the only one that she actually follows. her and my grandfather will leave comments like, great job, looking forward to seeing you this Sunday on my LinkedIn posts.
That's funny.
It's cute.
No,
Clayton's running for president. He's been endorsed by grandma, grandpa, and some barista at a Starbucks somewhere. I don't understand what's going on, but, you know, it must be all the hashtags.
It must be. Now, a little subsection of this is wanting to get to know you as a person, right? So we know you as a politician, but who are you as a person, Clayton? Like, what makes you happy? What gives you enjoyment? What is your majors? Like, what? Tell us about yourself.
What's your favorite smell?
What's your favorite color?
I actually have favorite smell, lavender and vanilla. I have a candle. Not that I would have a candle on campus, because that's wrong.
No.
But, you know, should I have a candle, that would be the candle I'd have. if I had to describe myself in one word, it would be nerd. I love Star Trek. I love everything space. I'm in a fraternity, which seems weird for a giant nerd, but I think everybody else in my fraternity would also call themselves a nerd.
Yeah, they would.
I love our movie nights and our game nights as guys. I love going to the library, shopping on Main Street. But as far as like my educational pursuits, I'm a dual major in political science with an emphasis in pre-law, which is a really fun major, and international relations. And then I'm a dual minor in economics and digital marketing. Economics is a lot harder, but it's still fun some days.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't want to change your word to overachiever?
That's accurate.
Is that two words or is that one word?
You know, it's one word.
Is that a compound word?
Okay, you're asking a theater major. You're lucky I can read. Okay? We read scripts.
Oh, that's true.
You should look at our paperwork. Most of it has spelling mistakes.
Gotcha. It's about the feeling. It's about acting well thy part.
No, okay, you know what sucks? So I have been a directing class. I am not a director, Clayton. Okay?
We'll come back, buddy. Hang in there.
But, like, here's the thing. I am not a director, but I now have to take a directing class, and I am not happy about it.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
I know. I'm also taking information systems, which is actually really fun. I know. Shockingly, I really enjoy my business classes as a business major.
You are the most unique person I know.
Thank you.
And I love that about you.
I know. I love that about myself, too.
That's great. Back to Clayton. So, Clayton.
To be or not to be?
What's your biggest fear?
I think my biggest fear is not getting things done. I hate sitting around. I hate when a project just sits there. And I hate when I feel like I've wasted a day.
What do you think is the biggest challenge that students face right now coming into college?
Coming into college in general, I think the biggest challenge is that students are entering a new experience and they're in a whole new world. And they're so used to just accepting things as they are that they forget that they can really make their own experience. At Lynwood specifically, our administration is really great in working with the students if we stand up and say something. Like, we had an issue where we thought that a policy should be changed. And so a lot of students were complaining about it to one another, but they never took that step to bring it to administration's attention. And when we did, things got changed really fast. For example, my freshman year, our rec center downstairs in Evans Commons was closed pretty early in the day. And students were always upset about that. But when we finally took it to the administration, it got changed almost overnight. I think the hardest part for them was finding people to staff the desk. And now it's open till 9 p.m. or something. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that students need to advocate for themselves with their teachers, with their administrators, and then with each other.
Awesome.
I will say the rec center is also open at 6 a.m. So if you're like me who likes to work out in the morning, it's a great option.
And they just completely renovated it, too. It's really nice.
It's so nice.
Yeah, I've been getting my swell on lately. Down at the rec center.
I would like you to never say that again. I would pay money to erase my brain from that comment ever. I cannot believe that is now on public radio. That is horrendous.
That I'm swole.
I believe it.
For working out in the rec center.
You know what? I'm just going to die now.
But actually, it's been amazing because something that Lynwood does that is really, really cool is they have an athletic training program. And their athletic training students that are going through that program need to get real-world experience. So they are able to work with faculty and staff to help them in their athletic training. So for like 12 weeks, I've been working out with one of the athletic training students, and I get to work out with him all the way into the end of the semester. So it's been absolutely fantastic.
Not to interrupt, but it's B-real time.
Oh, we be real in this?
Yeah, of course we're B-reeling it. Don't mind me as I
B-real talk. It. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. We'll see it. Make sure you hashtag it. but so Clayton, what do you want to get across about you? What do you want people to know about Clayton? What is your message, I guess I could say?
If there's one thing I could tell every student who's getting ready to vote or who's sitting in their dorm room, just even considering a student government or their life on campus, I want them to know that I and my office will always fight for you. It is my job to take your concerns and your ideas and turn them into action. And I really pride myself on working with everyone across campus to get things done. And so if you're thinking about something or you have an issue or you have an idea, I am the person that will get it done for you. So please come and tell me. I want to hear it. I want to hear your complaints just as much as I want to hear your ideas.
He's awesome. An overachiever. He'll do it.
Yep. Hashtag overachiever.
Hashtag.
Hashtag LSG.
Hashtag no sleep.
Hashtag Clayton for Prez.
Hashtag coffee.
Hashtag coffee.
Hashtag energy drinks. Oh, by the way, I'm no longer on drinking energy drinks. So proud of me.
Did you just cut yourself off cold turkey?
Yeah, I did.
Jeez. Wow.
Well, I realized that drinking 400 milligrams of caffeine a day because I was sleep deprived was a bad idea, but I was also only getting like 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night. So like, you know,
we've talked about this. Einstein only slept like 3 hours a week.
Okay. I'm not
3 hours
Einstein.
A day, and he was genius.
I'm not Einstein. I'm also stupid.
You're not stupid.
No,
stop
no,
that.
No, no, no.
You get a dot for that.
A dot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
We do this thing in my office where people get dots for anything, but especially for self-deprecating.
Me and Justin comments. Are the worst at it. Our self-deprecation dots are often why we are doing it.
But yeah, we're almost to the end of the semester. We're there. We're getting there. And it's been a crazy, crazy year. But it's exciting. So you're talking about LSG. You're talking about voting coming up. When is that happening? How does that happen? Where do students do this? How can they be involved?
Voting is going to be open next week, Monday through Friday. You're going to get an email, then your student email from student involvement saying, Hey, go and vote. But if there's technology issues, as there always are, you can go to Presence or what we call Involve You. It's literally lindenwood.presence.io. And under forms, there's going to be the voting form.
I'll vote for you.
I appreciate that. I'm also running unopposed, so it's a really easy decision on that one. But there are a few competitive races. So please go ahead and go vote. We really encourage people to vote because obviously your vote is your voice. But if you're also interested in getting involved with student government, we are accepting rolling senator applications. So if you're interested in being senator for a college, senator at large, senator for a program, please apply and reach out because we are really looking forward to having a very full and boisterous student government next year.
That's fantastic. Clayton's going to be a line leader coming up. So if you're a prospective student coming in, you'll see Clayton during new student orientation, which will be fantastic.
I'm still so sad I can't be student leader.
Listen, you're going out and you're doing a really fantastic internship. So
and I'll be in New York.
That's all that matters, right? So that's why you're here. You got to get your education.
Real experience, get a real job. Real experience, real success.
That's it. Right there.
Right there.
Period.
We are the best marketing team for Lindenwood.
But any last words, Clayton? Anything else that
you want? We have 10 minutes.
Oh, we have 10 minutes?
Why are you?
Wow, I'm cutting them off already.
You really are.
Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
I'm hungry.
You should have eaten before. You literally were eating food.
I
kind
of did eat something, but I'm still hungry. You know, it's because I'm swole. I need my calorie intake more. You know, got to get some protein in there.
So, Clayton, we're going to ignore that comment. It's just going to be me and you.
I've decided
we're firing him. I have decided we're firing him.
Oh, no.
Justin, you're fired. Thank you.
Bye, Justin.
Have a nice life.
Oh.
It's literally on mute.
Oh, that's a bummer. Okay, keep going.
What do you like to do for fun? How do you relax?
I really, really enjoy being involved with student organizations.
Oh, my goodness.
And it might sound crazy that for relaxing, I go to student organization meetings, but I do.
Hashtag nerd.
As I said. But when I really want to relax, my favorite things are to take a bath with a good book. That's why I love having a private room.
What book?
It really depends. I love science fiction. Right now, I'm reading a mystery thriller, though, so it's really interesting. I like mysteries, but and I'm not doing that by myself. I really enjoy the fraternities and sororities here on campus have chapter rooms. And so usually if you go down there, there's always someone watching a movie, playing a game, hanging out. And it's just kind of fun to be with people in a very relaxed setting. So I'll do that.
I've heard about these magical chapter rooms. Everybody talks about them.
They're so much fun. Justin, or at least Delts is.
Justin feels excluded.
Swing on by. We'll let you in.
I don't have to know a secret handshake or anything.
I mean, there are secret handshakes, but we'll let just you in, Justin.
Thanks, Clayton.
Wow, appreciate I feel that. Excluded.
I mean,
I know. Fine, I'll go hang out with Fisig.
You could always go work out in the rec center.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting a YMCA membership. Ha.
I don't know.
They have a pool.
Oh, that's true. I would love a pool on campus.
I cannot explain to you how much I love working out in the pool. I will just do laps.
Yeah.
And it's such a good workout. And plus, I hate sweating. Like, I really hate sweating. Yep. You don't sweat in the pool. I mean, you do, but like, it's water. Also, question. What's everyone's book you're reading right now?
I don't read books because I'm constantly reading professional articles. Or
fine. What's the last professional article you read?
Oh my gosh. Yesterday, I don't even remember what it was about.
Okay, you're in grad school or you're in your doctorate. What book are you reading? Your doctorate?
We don't read a book. We read multiple articles.
Okay, fine. Justin doesn't read. I am reading I'm Glad My Mother Died.
Wow.
I know. It's actually a really good book.
I just take a 16 personalities test. It's like a Myers-Briggs thing.
Yeah, what are you?
ENFJ.
No.
Protagonist.
No, I'm a protagonist. See, this is the reason why we work.
That's right.
We're the same. What do you think Clayton's is? Wait, don't tell us. What do we think Clayton's is?
I don't know. I hate to cast that judgment on people.
Oh, I don't.
Want me to give you a hint?
Yeah.
You're very close with yours.
INFJ.
No.
Dang.
One letter.
It's definitely intuition.
ENF.
Oh, it's the J. You're not judgmental.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm very judgmental.
What is it then?
ENTJ.
Oh, TJ.
Oh, what's the T?
What's the T?
thinking, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm feeling-based. I'd make all of my decisions based on my feelings, and so do you.
Yep.
We don't think.
I love charts and Venn diagrams.
Oh, well, during the really
makes
long...
Sense.
The it really tracks. Long thing
hashtag
we had to do...
Venn diagram.
We had to do this color test, and there's four colors. It's orange, blue, green...
Red, I think.
Red. You're green.
Yes.
Because you're analytical.
Yes.
I'm a blue. Justin, you'd be a blue.
More than likely. What's the other colors mean?
Give me a second. Because I know what, I forget what it's called. It's like the color theory, not the color theory test. It's the color personality test.
I think so.
Color personality.
I know. I love these personality tests. Like,
I know.
There's so many of them. It's crazy.
Oh, the True Colors test.
True colors. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do.
I haven't done that in years.
Let's do images, because then it'll. Okay, perfect. So, blue is logical, organized, analytical, questioning, and cautious. Green is relaxed, caring. Oh wait, this is not it. Oh, there we go. Figured it out. Blue is emotionally driven. Seeks harmony in groups, enthusiastic, creative, and sympathetic. Gold is loyalty-driven, respectful of rules and authority, responsible, organized, and appreciative. Orange is short-term driven, welcomes challenges, variety, adventurous, compulsive, and competitive. Green is logically driven, independent thinker, focused, efficient, and analytical. So I'm definitely a blue. Because I'm creative and sympathetic. But I also could see myself as orange because I'm very impulsive. Justin, who do you think you are? What color?
Blue, emotionally driven. And
you're definitely green. It makes sense. Yeah. But, yeah, I think personality tests are really interesting. For advanced stage management, we had to take a bunch of them. And for, we had to do the positives and the negatives. And for protagonists, did you see your negatives?
Yeah.
They're horrendous.
Yeah, yep. Like condescending.
Yeah. Overachiever. There was, my favorite is highly likely to commit suicide. That was my favorite.
Whoa, I didn't see that one.
Oh, dear.
No, I'm not joking.
I didn't see that one at all.
It's literally in there. If you look up protagonist.
I don't agree with that one.
No, it's our protagonist. Has that thing.
But listen, if anybody wants to do this, anybody can do it. It's called 16 Personalities. It's free. Go out there, look it up online, take your own personality test. And here's what I have to say about personality tests, right? Your personality technically can change. You can evolve. You will evolve. You could also have some relation to other personalities at different moments in time. So, when you go out there and you take these personality tests, don't take them and think, oh, I'm only funneled into ENFJ or ENTJ or any of those.
You are a commander.
Commander-in-chief, LSG president.
Do you want to know who shares that? Steve Jobs, Gordon Ramsay, Margaret Thatcher, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Jim Carrey, and Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, those are some good people.
So your strengths... are, according to the 16 personalities, efficient, energetic, self-confident, strong-willed, and a strategic thinker, and charismatic and inspiring. Your weaknesses are stubborn and dominant, intolerant, impatient, arrogant, poor handling of emotion, cold and ruthless.
So the first part is like, great, I'm getting free advertising. The second half is like, I think you're my opposition here.
Hashtag cold and ruthless.
Let's see. Where
that is not Clayton at all, just so you know. I've known Clayton since he came in as a freshman. Clayton is a good person.
All right. Do you want to know strengths and weaknesses? So we're receptive, we're reliable, we're passionate, altruistic, charismatic. You want to know our weaknesses?
There are no weaknesses.
Unrealistic, overly idealistic, condescending.
Oh, unrealistic.
Okay. Intense and overly empathetic.
Got it.
The people who share ours is Obama.
Oh.
So.
Good company.
We are like Obama. And then who else? Oprah Winfrey.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence.
I love her.
Oh, Maya Angelou. I love that girl.
Yeah, me too.
Her poems are phenomenal. Her books, everything.
Yep.
Multifaceted. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Woman.
How are we doing on time, Lauren?
We're good.
We're good. So, Clayton, anything else?
If you're exploring Lindenwood or any institution, but you usually choose Lindenwood, get involved. Your first day on campus, NSO, check out organizations, check out Greek life, get interested, attend all the sessions, and try to make the most out of your first semester because college is your home for the next 4 years, and it can be a really fun time. So make it your own.
Real experience, real success. Lindenwood University. Hey, this is the Roarcast podcast. Continue to check us out on all of the platforms in which you can obtain podcasts. We're on Apple Music. We're on Spotify,
Google.
We're out there. So check it out. Roarcast podcast. Another great episode. We'll see you soon, friends. Roar.
Ooh, Clayton, give us your best roar.
Roar.